Guys and girls, what's up? Of course, it's Hayden Redman right here with Brianna Paul. Brianna.
Hello, people.
But we have another Between the Ropes podcast coming to you with the prime time heavyweight champion, the man they call Mr. Everything, Maxwell Sledd. Max Sledd, how are we doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing wonderful tonight. How are you all?
Hey, we're actually doing awesome. So, Mr. Sledd, if you don't mind me asking, talking about prime time heavyweight champion, how long have you been the champion at Prime Time Wrestling?
I've been the champion since the end of January. We had our big Hall of Fame show, our big Hall of Fame extravaganza, and it was myself and probably, in my opinion, the best PTW heavyweight champion of all time, Brandon Taggart, inside of a steel cage, and we went to war. We've been feuding for about a year. And, you know, the war still kind of goes on. It's leading into a big War Games matchup that you're going to see at Uproar 2. But in a steel cage at the Hall of Fame show in January, I became the PTW heavyweight champion, defeating Brandon Taggart and, you know, just making my dreams come true. I always wanted to be considered the best, and you can't be the best unless you're the champion. And to me, there's no championship that means more in this area than the PTW heavyweight title.
All right. Well, talking about Uproar 2, if I said that name right?
Yes. Okay. Uproar 2. It is our second ever Uproar event, and it is headlined by a double main event. You've got the House of Chairs match, which is a steel cage that will be surrounded by chairs. The war between Donnie Green and legendary Larry D will come to an end because only one of those men will be able to leave that cage, you know, on their own. It's just going to be a fight. I'm not sure exactly what the rules are going to be, but I would assume that one man is going to be left for dead, and the winner will be whoever can actually walk out on their own accord. There's also the other steel cage match, the other main event. It's the one that I'm in. It is the War Games match, in which you have Cornette's Army, which is Michael J. Cornette, the greatest manager alive or dead, in his own words. His team is Brandon Taggart, the elite heavyweight champion Ricky Cardinal, and the superstar Ray Wydell. Over on our side, which we call Team PTW, we're representing the PTW Proud, which is our fan base, our home promotion. We're standing tall. It's myself, the PTW Heavyweight Champion, Mr. Everything, Max Sledd. My partners are the King of the Fight, Titan, the Major Leagues, Chris Majors, and stepping into the War Games is Daryl Kelly. He's one half of the owners of Primetime Wrestling, but on that night, he returns to the persona that most people know him as. He, you know, they've unleashed the beast, King Hustle. We'll be on our team. It's 4-on-4 War Games, and that is just the top of a huge card. It's going to be a great night up for two, and if you don't have tickets already, I suggest that you message myself, Larry D, the Primetime Wrestling page, whatever you got to do to be a part of Primetime Wrestling Uproar 2. Takes place Georgetown, Kentucky, at the Georgetown Flea Market. If you've got the VIP tickets, need to be there at 4:30. They'll announce your name. You get the pre-sale tickets there. They'll let you in. You'll get a meet and greet. You'll get a pre-show. You'll get VIP access. Golden ticket holders will get front row seats. Those are already sold out. Silver tickets are available in that second row seating. And if those sell out, we will probably offer a bronze package, which is the third row. After that, it's going to be nothing but general admission. Our last big event was Next Level 2. We had almost 300 people packed into that building, standing room only, and it's just a great atmosphere. If you haven't checked it out, you know, come and see the PTW difference. You know, join the PTW Proud.
Right. Wow. Well, talking about that card, what other matches are on that card, Max Sledd?
You've got a matchup between up-and-comer Jordan Clearwater. He's one of those guys. He does everything the right way. You know, he helps little old ladies across the street. He's just the straight and narrow. He's like the boy next door. And he's going to be going to battle with a guy that you all are familiar with, and that's the real deal, Derek Neal. And, you know, Derek Neal has been asking Jordan to go underneath his wing, to let him be like his, you know, he wants Jordan to be like a little protege to him and learn the ways, learn to be a real man in his words. And Jordan just isn't about that lifestyle. Well, they're going to have a matchup at Uproar, and the stipulation is just one of those agreed-on stipulations where the man has to uphold their word. If Jordan Clearwater wins, Derek Neal has to go on the straight and narrow. No more cheating. No more underhanded tricks. He has to do everything on the up and up. But if somehow Derek gets the win, Jordan Clearwater is forced underneath his wing, and he's got to do things the way that the real deal does. You know, he might jump people from behind and strap them with leather straps. You know what I'm talking about there?
Right.
That's going to be a huge matchup there. It's going to probably be at Donnybrook. Also on the card, you have a huge six-man tag team matchup in which, you know, it's a grudge that has started with the fact that Hotfire Myron Reed returned to PTW, and Casey Reeves, who says he's everyone's favorite wrestler, he feels like Myron has came in and stole his spotlight. Like he's trying to have all the eyes on him, taking all the attention. So he brought in his wingmen, the Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, Alex Angel and Jesse Londis, to get his back, and they've been just running roughshod over Myron Reed, Tyler Matrix, and Calypso. Well, those three guys are going to join forces in a huge six-man tag against Casey Reeves and his wingmen, and they're going to try and settle things at Uproar. On top of that, one unannounced matchup, which is going to be a great match. We're going to take four guys, four elite caliber athletes, four stars from, we're looking at Ohio, Tennessee, Indiana, Kentucky, all over the place, for four guys that personify what we consider to be that elite caliber athlete. We're going to take four of those guys and put them in two singles matches in our pre-show that you can only see with gold, silver, and possibly bronze tickets. When you get into the meet and greet, you get that pre-show, and you'll see those two singles matches with the four superstars that we find. Whoever wins those two matches will then go to a matchup on the main card of Uproar, which everybody will get to see. The two winners will face off, and whoever wins that match will advance to our next DVD taping, which is dedicated to the Elite Division. It's our second annual Elite Tournament, and they will get that first spot in the tournament that, guys last year from all over the state, all over the country came. They wanted to prove that they were the elite. They wanted to become the first ever elite champion, and it's a really big tournament. It's always a great turnout for the fans. It's always great to see new faces show up that want to prove that they're on that elite level. And like I said, four guys, two singles matches in the pre-show. The two winners go on to face each other on the main card. It should be a nonstop thriller. And the winner of that matchup will go on to the Elite Tournament, our next DVD taping, and they're one step closer to elite glory.
Right. Wow. Well, Max, I know you probably can't say, but who do you see winning the matches?
I would like to say that I at least know that we are ready to win the war. This war against the Cornet Army has went on far too long. They've run roughshod over PTW. They're back jumpers. They're cowards. And, we had a big street fight this past Sunday here in Georgetown, and we stood on top at the end, and I'm hoping that at Uproar 2, you're going to see a little bit of the same thing. We told people we were going to give them a preview last week. Like I said, we went to war that night, but we're going to seriously go to war when they drop down the steel cage, put it around the ring, and, eight guys go to war, submission or surrender. There can only be one team that wins the war. The battles, they've been fought, the story's been told, but at the end of the day, it's the victors that write the story, and I hope that it's us writing the story, saying that we walked out of Uproar the winners, and the PTW proud has something to be proud of.
Right.
I'm looking forward to seeing all of them. Are any of those matches that you're looking forward to seeing? Any predictions you have?
Yeah, I gotta say, I think I can see Tyron Matrix, Myron Reed, and Calypso pulling that win over Casey, the crazy man Reeves.
Man, he thinks he's everybody's favorite wrestler. He calls himself the sixth champion. I mean, I don't know. I can't speak on that, but, you know, it's going to be a hard-fought battle. I know the Wingman will do whatever it takes to win. Casey Reeves, he's just one of those types of guys that he just kind of looks sleazy and slimy. And, you know, who knows what's going to happen in that one. But you know those guys on that other team, Calypso, Tyler Matrix, Myron Reed. I mean, they fly all over the place. They're 100 miles an hour. They are human highlight reels. I mean, if you haven't seen a live wrestling show, you're going to want to see Uproar 2, just maybe for the six-man alone. There's going to be so many PTW moments made that night, and, you know, you want to be a part of it. And right. Then when it comes out on DVD, you want to get that DVD because you want to relive the moments.
Right. Well, I can go ahead and tell you from our standpoint, being it from Ohio Valley Wrestling, yes, I agree. Myron Reed, Hot Fire, Myron Reed, and the Young Lion Tyler Matrix, they are hot, they are top flyers, but we've never had Calypso at OVW. So,
oh man, you don't know what you're missing out on. He comes from Jamaica. He flies around the ring. He is just a ball of pure kinetic energy. I mean, there's no stopping him. And when you put him in there with Tyler Matrix, and you put him in there with Myron Reed, and they're trying to one up each other and one up their opponents, can you imagine the type of things that we're going to see at Uproar 2? You know, Georgetown, Kentucky, at the Georgetown flea market. I really feel like you have to be there live.
Right. Only thing I can say on that part is Georgetown, Kentucky, they're heading your way. So, Georgetown, Kentucky, be ready. Primetime Wrestling is heading your way. But I can go ahead and say this. I hope legendary Larry D puts a stop to Honest. He calls himself Honest Donnie Green, but he ain't no Honest in my books.
Yeah, that's a battle that, I mean, it's time-tested, and it's finally time for there to be a winner. And I think that the only way is with one guy left standing. You know, PTW is only big enough for one of them. And at the end of the night, we're going to see at our last big DVD tape in the next level, they had a huge matchup, went all over the place. Larry was knocked off the top rope into a pile of steel chairs. The end of it saw both guys strike each other in the head with a steel chair at the same time, and Donnie just happened to luckily fall on top of Larry D, getting the 1-2-3, and to me, he just barely survived. He snuck out a victory. And when we get into this cage, there's not going to be any technicalities. There's not going to be any sneaking one in. This right here, the winner is going to be the man that can walk out on his own power, on his own accord. And I don't know. I mean, we may never see these guys again. And even if we do, even the winner is going to be worse for wear. They will not be the same man walking out of this cage as they are walking into it. And, you know, I just look forward to seeing the violence and the brutality, and I hope that my friend Larry D can pull it out. But at the end of the day, never, ever look past Donnie Green. Never take him for granted, because he does have the ability. He's... you know, second, third generation superstar. His family's been in this business for years. He knows every trick in the book. And if there's one guy who can put an end to the legend of Larry D, it is Donnie Green. But I don't want to see that happen.
Right. Let me ask you, I heard at the last live event, not the one that happened last Sunday, but the last live event, Paige, which is Larry D's fiance, I heard that she almost put her hands on Honest Donnie Green, or did I hear that turned around? Did Donnie Green almost put his hands on her?
You know, I can't speak on that. I don't recall it happening. I didn't see, but it does sound like something that I wouldn't put past Donnie Green. I do know that he did leave Larry D. Land. I do know that he said that he could be the father of Larry D.'s unborn child, since Larry D. won't be able to walk after this cage match. I mean, it's really gotten to this personal level to where we're not going to see a wrestling match. We're going to see a fight.
Right. I understand right where you're coming
from. There's something for everybody. You're going to have fights. You're going to have house line. You're going to have wrestling matches. You're going to have elite caliber athletes doing what only they can do in BTW, and that is just prove that BTW is, above all else, the greatest form of entertainment in live professional sports in this area. Basketball season's over. We got a while before football starts. I think that the best thing you can do is come on down to the live venue, see live professional wrestling, support your local independent professional wrestling, and by God, support PTW. Be PTW proud.
Right. See, that's what I agree with right there, Max. How you just said, come out and support wrestling, your local wrestling. I agree with that one bit. Because even the last guy that we had on the show, Jake Garvin, I was asking him, if there was anything he wanted to tell the fans, and he said that he loves them and everything, but, he even said, support your local wrestling company, and
yeah.
I agree with
the thing is, without the fans, we're nothing. We are only what we are because of people like you, the people that pay to come out and see us, that support what we do, that buy the merchandise, that pay for the tickets, that come out and they cheer and they scream. You don't have to, you don't have to love me personally. You don't have to love any of the people that they would call a good guy or hate the ones they call bad guys. Cheer whoever you want. Just have a good time. It's all because of the fans why we do what we do. It's for the love of the sport, for professional wrestling, and for those people that allow us to do what it is that we've dreamed of doing since the day that we arrived on this planet. I know that the first time that I turned on the TV and I saw Hulk Hogan and the Road Warriors and Dusty Rhodes and Ric Flair, I fell in love. I knew exactly what I wanted to do for the rest of my life, and it's only because of people like you that support us that I'm allowed to do that. And plus, you never know. The guy that you're watching today on this local level could be the next Kevin Owens, could be the next Sami Zayn.
Right.
You never know when the guy you're paying $20 to see on a Saturday night in your local convention center or your flea market is going to be the next guy on Monday Night Raw, and you go, hey, I knew him back when. So like I said, get out and support independent wrestling. Buy the t-shirts, help the guys. Guys make money, but they don't make a great deal of money. And, the more you support them, the more they can make, and the more they can make, the longer that they can make this dream go on, and the longer that the dream goes on, the more potential there is for them to do what they want to do in this business, whether it's TNA, WWE, New Japan, or to just go to every local promotion and be the best that they can be. Me personally, I feel like PTW is the very best company in this area, and I am proud to right now be the man on top of that mountain as the Primetime Wrestling Heavyweight Champion. And I hope to see every person out there, every person that gets a chance to hear this, to hear my voice, come out to Uproar. Don't take my word for it. I want you to come and experience it for yourself.
Right. I'll go ahead and talk on behalf of OVW a little bit, but OVW has a girl that has wrestled before, and she's in NXT now, so I'm hoping to see her on Raw or SmackDown, which her name's in NXT's Ruby Riot.
That's right.
Ruby Riot.
You never know when that person that you're out there supporting and watching is going to be the next star on TV, and God bless them. There's guys like Carl Anderson that came from the Northern Wrestling Federation that worked for the Mountain Wrestling Association. He's one of those guys that's came from this area that's went up. There's guys before him, the Monster Abyss, who worked as Prince Justice in this area. Wildcat Chris Harris. You can go on and on and on. And a lot of these people, I'm proud that they want to be a part of Primetime Wrestling. The Monster Abyss has been in multiple times. Rhino was there before he went right back to the WWE. Eric Young was there in one of his very last independent dates before going to NXT. Davey Richards has been there. Tracy Smothers, Wildcat Chris Harris. Guys are just knocking on that door. knocking that door down saying, can I be a part of PTW? And another cool thing is you just never know what's going to happen. So yeah, you have to be there live to experience it for yourself.
Right. I'll go ahead and say, one night, a legend from the WWE, Mick Foley, stopped in at Ohio Valley Wrestling. And, I mean, who knows, you know, you never knew if Mick Foley was going to show up. And, you know, I mean.
That's right. Man, that's just one of those experiences that you can only experience by going out to the shows, supporting your favorite local promotions, and just being there live. You just never know.
Right. Well, Max, before we end this, I have a question. Have you ever heard of the referee by the name of referee Chris Package Sharp?
You know, I think I've heard the name, but I'm not quite sure.
Well, referee Chris Package Sharp could be listening, and he's like one of mine and Brianna's favorite referees, and I mean, he's really awesome and stuff. So, Max, is there anything else that you want to say to the fans listening?
You know, I'm just really glad that you guys had me on tonight, especially for a chance to tell everybody about Primetime Wrestling Events. And, you know, if you really travel all over the state of Kentucky, we've got a show in Georgetown, Kentucky, every other Sunday there at the Georgetown Flea Market. It's usually a 6:30 bell time on regular nights. DVD tapings, we start early. Of course, we go to Stanton, Kentucky once a month on a Saturday. We go to Cynthiana, Kentucky once a month on a Saturday. We've had shows in Lexington. We've got fair shows coming up. You know, we're just all over the place. We're in Paris one Friday a month. Just keep up with PTW. Hit the shows, and when the DVD tapings come around, you especially do not want to miss a chance to experience those DVD tapings, because they are larger than life, man. I'm talking about 200, 300 people packed into that building, and the electricity, the energy is just so unreal. And PTW Proud's not just a saying, you can feel it. Those people are proud, we're proud, and I just want to say thank you to everybody that supports us, supports what we do. Also, you know, just go to my Facebook page. If you're not already a friend, add me. If anybody's interested in some MaxSlid merchandise, MaxSlid t-shirts are available. You know, that helps me out a great deal. I really appreciate it when you guys get those. They're $20, pre-shrunk. They go from medium to 3XL. I can ship. We can also do payments online with PayPal. I have pictures available. And also, you can get in touch with me at Primetime Wrestling about getting a hold of any of the DVDs. If you just want to catch up on what you've been missing, you know, we've got plenty of DVDs from the action so far, and hopefully you'll be a part of Uproar 2 coming up. It's not this Sunday. Enjoy your Father's Day, and then that following Sunday, come on out to PTW. It makes a wonderful Father's Day present. Get your tickets. Be a part of Primetime Wrestling Uproar 2.
Right. Max, if I was a booker, and if I was wanting to book you on my show, how would I do it?
All you gotta do is just go to my Facebook page, leave me a message, or, you know, you can give me your contact information, we can do it over the phone. Either way, it is Maxwell W. Slid on Facebook. Feel free to book me. You know, I just want to make sure that they know that I am available for independent bookings, but right now the calendar's filling up quick, so make sure that you get in touch with me. I would love to do some business with some people out there. Right now, I've got some dates filled up, but, you know, let's see what we can do.
Well, Max, if you don't mind, can you, like, talk about, like, where these dates are filled up at?
Yeah, I've got shows in Moorhead, Kentucky for Kerry Campbell, you know, and then I've got the Primetime Wrestling shows, and occasionally I'll be up north for the Northern Wrestling Federation. Any area that I'm in, just stay up with me on Facebook, and we will, you know, make sure that you know when I'm coming to an area near you. But my main focus, my main attention right now is Primetime Wrestling. I'm the heavyweight champion. We have four or five shows a month, and, you know, we stay pretty busy doing that, but in my off time, I love to wrestle. I love to show people that you're not anything unless you're everything, and I just want to be able to get that message out to as many people as possible, and just show people what I've got. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, Max, let me ask you this also. You might know, like, something. Like, if I was wanting to book Primetime Wrestling, in a city like Louisville, Kentucky or somewhere, how would I get in touch with them to book them for a show?
Get in touch with the Primetime Wrestling Facebook page. They're very good about answering your messages, you know, getting back to you if you want to book a show in your area. Now, the thing is that Primetime Wrestling may not come to the Louisville area just because, you know, OVW is there, and sometimes you don't want to step on anybody's toes. But if there is an area and an opportunity and we have a chance to do something, I'm sure Primetime Wrestling would be more than happy to do a show in whatever area. But if you want to contact them, you just go to the Primetime Wrestling Facebook page and you contact them there.
Okay. And you said for like merchandise from you to contact you?
Yeah, you contact me, or if you see me at a show, I'll have it there. And if you know that there's something you want, message me beforehand. I'll make sure I'll have it when I get there. I'm more than happy to autograph anything. I will ship. I shipped a shirt to Washington just a few weeks ago. Wow. To a guy that he had saw it on Facebook and he wanted one. So I sent it to him. I shipped it out. Like I said, pictures are available. Whatever you need, we're going to make sure that you get took care of. You got to get that Max merch.
Right, yes. You got to get that Max merch. You got to get the Primetime Wrestling merch. You got to get the Young Lions merch. You got to get
Clipso's merch. That's it, man. That's one thing that I'm really proud of is when you come out to a PTW event, you know, you've got your Tyler Matrix t-shirts. You got your Larry D t-shirts. You got your Max Slid t-shirts. You got your Ricky Cardinal t-shirts. You got your Chris Majors 8x10s, your Larry D 8x10s, your Max Slid 8x10s. You got your Primetime Wrestling t-shirts. You got your Primetime Wrestling DVDs. I mean, the merchandise table is full of your homegrown local talent. And, you know, it really helps the guys out. So if you have the extra money, you want to support a guy, go over, buy a t-shirt. Buy a picture. They'll really appreciate it. I promise you that. And I know I specifically really appreciate it, and I'll autograph it for you. And, you know, just do whatever it takes. Get you a couple. You know, I talked about Uproar tickets for a great Father's Day gift. So is Max Foot t-shirts. Get them while they're hot.
All right. Get the Mr. Everything t-shirts while they're hot. Get the legendary Larry D t-shirts while they're hot. I mean, you know, you got to support local wrestling independent business, because if you don't...
If it wasn't for the fans, there would be no us. So yeah. We appreciate it above all else, especially at PTW, because it's a family. It's a brand. And it is the PTW proud. It's not just a saying, it's a way of life.
Right. But, I mean, get out there, support your local wrestling federation, like Ohio Valley and Louisville, Kentucky, Primetime Wrestling in Georgetown, Kentucky, Northern Wrestling Federation, and where are they located at?
They're in all the different areas in Northern Kentucky.
All right. So, I mean, get out there, support your favorite wrestlers.
They're in Fairfield, Kentucky. They're at the Bone Crusher School. They're all over the place. The Northern Wrestling Federation is highly respected. It's ran by Roger Ruffin, who is a veteran of this business, a former World Wrestling Federation referee. This Monday night, actually, big fair show coming up for PTW, where you will have Mr. Everything Max Slid defending the PTW Heavyweight Championship against Casey Reeves in a bull rope match. I'll be harnessing my inner Dusty Rhodes, baby, putting that bull rope on, facing Casey Reeves, and the same man, the owner of the Northern Wrestling Federation, former WWF referee, Roger Ruffin. He refereed the WrestleMania matchup between Bret Hart and Rowdy Roddy Piper for the Intercontinental title. He was there when Jake the Snake Roberts put the snake on Randy Savage. You know, he's a veteran of this business. He's wrestled everybody. He's been all over, and he's a wonderful teacher. One of the best schools anywhere is the Bone Crusher facility out of the Northern Kentucky, Ohio area, and he trained Carl Anderson, the Monster Abyss, Wildcat Chris Harris, all those guys came out of that area. You know, Roger Ruffin is definitely a guy who can keep the law in order, and he'll be the special guest referee for me and Casey Reeves in the bull rope match.
Wow. Well, I mean, just talking about that bull rope match, do you have, like, any predicament on that? Like, do you know, like, I'm just asking, like, do you think, like, you might win? Do you think Casey might win, or what?
If I were a betting man, I'd put all your money on me, because you're not anything unless you're everything. And I don't plan on walking into the War Games without having that PTW title over my shoulder. And it's going to take a hell of a man to take that title from me, and I don't think that man's Casey Reeves.
Right. Well, us at OVW, we've seen Casey Reeves before. Casey Reeves has actually came in with a baseball bat before. And I don't know if he still carries that around with him.
I have seen his baseball bat. I have seen his sixth championship. I have seen his wingman. Bring it all, Casey Reeves, because you're going to need it when you're facing Max Slid. Because I'm the PTW heavyweight champion, and that's not going to change for a long time coming, brother.
Right. Casey Reeves, and I got something to say, and Brianna. We both agree with this, Casey Reeves. It's easy. Casey Reeves, you suck because you're not everything like Maxwell Sled.
That's right, buddy.
All right, Max, thank you for being on the show, buddy.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. Don't forget, Uproar 2 coming up here in 2 weeks. You've got the big steel cage chairs match, the House of Chairs, legendary Larry D and Donnie Green. You've got the 8-man War Games, Submission or Surrender, with Cornette's Army taking on Team PTW. You've got the 6-man tag team matchup where you have Tyler Matrix, Calypso, and Hot Fire Myron Reed taking on the Wingmen and Casey Reeves. You've got the big elite matchup that will be determined in the pre-show that you have to have your gold or silver tickets to see. And on top of that, Jordan Clearwater versus a real deal Derek Neal. Somebody's going to walk out of there doing what the winner says. I hope it's Jordan. I hope he wins.
I agree. I hope it's Jordan, too. But, yeah, so Max, like I said, thank you for being on the show, buddy.
Hey, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. And thank you to everybody out there. If you're not a fan yet, you will be. Tune in to PTW when it's in a town near you. And, you know, like you were asking, if you don't have it, ask for it. Demand it. PTW coming to towns all over the state of Kentucky. I hope to see everybody out there. Join the PTW crowd.
Yeah.